Selah. While you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Acts chapter 4, verse 30. Big idea. As Christians, we have read about signs and wonders. We sing and boast of signs and wonders. But do we genuinely believe that God is working miracles today? Or is the miraculous reserved for the pages of the Bible? In the book of Acts, the church leaders in Jerusalem prayed and asked God for boldness. Then, in Acts chapter 4, verse 30, they prayed for God to use them to heal and be a physical demonstration of God's truth through signs and wonders. The words that the author of Luke used illustrate the depth of the early believers' faith. Wonders is from the Greek word teras and is defined as a supernatural occurrence that any person can perform and reveals the truth. The phrase and signs is from the Greek root word semeion, and it is interpreted as miracles and wonders by which God authenticates the men sent by him, or by which men prove that the cause they are pleading is God's, highlighting that God equips his disciples to do great and mighty works for his purpose, even miracles. One purpose of miracles in the Bible is to verify the messenger's legitimacy so that God will receive glory. By this meaning, wonders are not for the benefit of our ministry, not that we may be glorified, but that God may be glorified. Today, we need the faith of the early disciples and believers. Let us pray. Lord, I believe that you are the God of the Bible. I believe the same signs and wonders in the Bible are available for this world today. Increase my faith and direct me to pray for boldness to reach and heal a world that really needs you. I want to experience a physical demonstration of your power through signs and wonders. In Jesus' name, amen. Show us your signs and your wonders. Show us your wonders. Let it be. So show us
your signs and your wonders. Show us your wonders and your splendor.